The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The manager that I hate the most from Bank of America was Vietnamese. The one thing she did well, she made homemade pho one time, and she grew her pho vegetables in her garden. Mm. Melissa,
that's probably fine.
I'm talking about that. It's
probably not basil.
Yeah.
You know that leaves they have?
They put,
it's not basil.
I don't know.
I was going to say
it. I think it might be mint.
No.
I feel like it's mint. I feel like it's mint.
But there's something else in there.
It's okay. Either way, everything that you have in traditional pho, or you, even the like jalapeno, but or not.
That's what I'm saying, but everybody don't do it with the jalapenos in it. And she, I like it that way.
She did it. Yeah, everything she did. But all the fresh vegetables, it was the best tasting because it was from her personal garden. And she grew specific. She was like, I grow specific. Even the carrot, you know, they have the, like the little shaved carrots in there. Mm-hmm. It's not cilantro, is it?
Kept thinking, but I don't think it's cilantro either. I don't know.
That's making
it,
me mad.
Oh, someone said it is. They said it's cilantro.
It is cilantro.
Yeah. Okay, then.
It was fresh cilantro.
I also only think of.
Yeah, me too. I don't really even like. Actually, I don't like the raw onions.
Does it taste like soap to you?
Not all the time.
The people that don't like cilantro, for some reason, they say
it tastes like soap. I've heard that.
It doesn't taste like soap to me, but I don't really love it.
Me too. I don't taste soap at all. Oh,
it is
more like cilantro. No.
I do.
I don't really want this. Sometimes I feel like Postmates just show me the same three things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my Caribbean place was not good the last time.
You talking about 817?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you all to come into the reality that they're not great.
It's only convenient.
It is the best in the valley.
It's not.
Who's better?
Sat down.
Oh, I don't have that on mine.
Oh, because it's so far away.
Sat down?
It's all the way in Studio City.
They deliver?
No, you got to go out there.
Well, no, they are on the apps, but not as far out as we are.
Yeah, okay.
But we used to eat there when we lived in right Lake Balboa. Is it? Mm-hmm.
I can have some Thai food.
Huh? Are they on the app right now?
Curry or pad thai?
Mm-hmm. They got a whole bunch of black
is
actors.
Is it really called sit down and y'all just...
Sat down. S-A-T-T. Down.
Oh.
No, it's down. It's a... Spells it.
They got the tings in there?
Yeah, D-O-W-E.
I thought it was, huh?
Do they got tings in there?
Tings?
The Jamaican soda?
I think it might be.
They got everything.
Of course. Sat down. Like, his accent.
They are open, like, only on Wednesday and Thursday now. I said, y'all not making it good.
I don't understand why restaurants only be open on certain days.
Y'all not making it if that's what y'all doing.
I'm not committed.
I was listening to the podcast before. I almost sent this Thai food to our home.
See? That's it.
I was just like,
at least it wouldn't be in Sacramento.
I've done that so many. I have ordered groceries. First of all, I ordered groceries to the soundstage.
Yeah.
The people text me. They're like, a raccoon got into the, somebody ordered.
Oh, God. A raccoon
got into the stuff.
Oh, they said my mic might be off.
Yeah, we just turned it on. I saw it. Listen, I said, oh, no. I said, they can't hear her.
Okay, y'all Ritz?
I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm going
to
order this.
I was trying to wait for you, but
yeah,
we can start.
You can start.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pod and Pass. What?
The Pod and Pass. I like it. Welcome to the Pod and Pass.
Yeah. My name is Melissa.
Sound like some type of church service. Yes.
My name is Kevin Allen Frederick.
This hair is out.
I know. I'm about to put it up on my head. I didn't do my hair this morning. I'm Angel.
Tanksley in the building. I have a church question.
Go for it.
Did the elders, I don't know how old y'all's elders are, but our elders was like in their 80s when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever call church morning meeting?
No. Oh, no.
Is that a country thing?
It's country.
Y'all going to morning meeting?
I've never heard that before.
That is country.
My brother texted me that. No, every now and then they would say church too. My brother texted me, he was like, y'all go to morning meeting.
That is
on Easter, y'all go to morning
country.
Meeting.
That's country. That's icing up your window.
Come on, I love that.
Dyson
is my favorite.
Dyson up.
We want to thank our sponsors. You'll hear more about them later in today's episode. We're reviewing The Dirty D on Tubi. We're on season 2, episodes 3 and 4. My dad was like, literally, Melissa, I cannot believe you watched this show.
He started it?
Oh, my God. I don't think he finished it because I think he was embarrassed at the thought of me watching it. And it turned him off.
Did you tell him you tell him you reviewing it?
Yeah, well, he was like, Melissa, I literally was like, I need to call her and tell her she can't watch this. And I had to be like, she's 40 years old. Like, she's married with kids. Like, obviously.
I feel like I would be that parent.
But he was like, I was having a moment.
I can imagine. When my kids have kids, I'm going to be like, so what you did to get that?
How'd you do that?
I don't care if that's your wife. You know you're not supposed to be doing that.
But Isaiah's going to be you. And he'll go there with you. Joe will be like, I don't know what
I don't want to be any parts of this.
Isaiah will 100% be the person I am to my mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isaiah's going to go there with you. Kev has this story he always used to tell when he was in kindergarten and he had a little girlfriend. And he would, at nap time, kiss her and say, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. He would kiss her and say, I love you, baby. And so now when we ask Isaiah about his girlfriend, he'd be like, yeah, I told her, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. It pisses me off, but it's really adorable. But also it'd be pissing me off because I'd be like, you better not be kissing her.
Exactly.
I want to show y'all this video.
I've read my kids all the time.
Instagram. And he reminded me of Isaiah. Listen to this kid.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
Did you finish it?
No.
So both my parents are failures. So y'all say on me about my
grades. Hello?
But y'all ain't finished school.
You're supposed to be better than us.
Exactly. But if you listen, you dropped out of school. I'm in school currently with bad grades. Therefore, I'm not a failure because I'm still trying. You quit.
I was trying to wait for him to break it full circle.
So I'm a failure, but you're a failure.
See, that's exactly. You know what I'm saying? You're a failure, which means you already failed. You're still have room for, like, to progress.
These kids are.
That was exactly what I'm saying. He pulled that together.
Yeah. That's when you let. This is why you got to let your kids talk back. Because sometimes they say funny stuff.
They be crap. But so, then I be wanting to knock my kids off. Come on. They're hilarious.
I called my, well, she's basically my cousin, but my best friend's wife, BJ. Called BJ and Tora.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, their daughters.
BJ and Tora is the couple he called. Yeah. He called Tora.
Okay.
Their daughters are our god kids. Okay. Our god daughters. The youngest one wants a dog. I'm like, what kind of dog she want? Because she going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ship it to you. Yeah. I might bring it to you personally, right? So she was, and Tora's terrified of dogs. She don't like dogs. BJ's like me. He loves dogs. So she said, we got into a full-out argument. Her and the youngest daughter.
She's seven.
That's
she said, no, we got into a full argument. Like, for real, I was mad. Like, we were going back and forth. And it came down to, she was like, why don't you like dogs? It's not normal, mama. Everybody likes dogs. You have to be weird to not like dogs. Everybody like, there's not anybody walking this earth that don't like dogs but you. She was like, dogs are nasty and they stink and they don't take a bath. She said, you take a bath and you still stink.
Unhoused. Get out.
She said,
I'm ready to send this little girl to you. Absolutely. I said, send her on and she going to get a dog.
Don't send the dog to me. I'm going to send her to you.
That's funny. That's how Joe is. I regret being sarcastic with my kids because I realized with Joe talking, I said, we've taught him this.
Mm-hmm.
He is the... What did he do last night?
I know. I'm trying to think.
I've seen you had to check him a couple times. Yes. You're like, Joe.
And I said, now, all right. Because one time he was so sarcastic. It's your fault. Yeah. We had ordered some food.
I'm trying to remember.
This was a couple months. It's not what I was thinking of last night. But I said, hey, do y'all want something, right? And he ordered, I think it was chicken. He doesn't like chicken like that. He says he doesn't, even though he eats chicken nuggets. So he's like, yeah, I'll eat a chicken sandwich. Chicken. So I ordered a chicken sandwich. When he got it, he was like, why would you order that? I said, are you sure? He said, yes, in the text. When he came, he was like, I don't like that. Why would you order that? I said, this is why you want to be funny all the time, and now you're hungry. Because everybody playing but you. Ain't nobody playing but you, Smokey. It's like when you ask Marcus to bring you a hoodie.
That's what I'm telling you. We be confused.
I was not playing.
But you don't understand.
Nobody knows when you
playing.
We
are confusion.
How would I know? You don't know.
This is not our conversation. First of all, Kev called me.
I said, Marcus got you a plan because you called him.
I was like, surely it's a butt down. Hello?
He's
like, hey, Marcus, you going to get jackets for everybody? I was like, yeah, I'm going to get jackets. Kev said, yeah, get me a jacket and get Zay Zay and JoJo and Melissa. Get everybody jackets. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And then
you said
like,
okay.
Marcus is coming with jackets. Don't worry about it. Marcus is coming for jackets. Isaiah, come here. Marcus is coming for jackets.
They proceeded to look for him.
another car.
Oh, okay. Oh, Marcus is here. He's gonna. I'm gonna go grab the jackets for him.
I had
literally
I had Angela blanket in that blanket wrapped up. Was Amar jacket, Kai and Sidehead jacket.
Well, no, you had two jackets for Amar.
That's the twins' fault because they had one of Amar's jackets hanging up in their closet.
And you done told them. How many times have you told them to have the right stuff in there?
Have the right stuff.
But yeah, he was like, I knew Kevin wasn't serious. I said, he was serious? He said, no.
But yeah. I said, tell you it got immediately colder?
Man.
I said, look, Adrian, he's actually mad.
Because I didn't even smile. I was like, hey, Marcus, can you give me a hoodie? And you said, all right. I said,
I mean,
because
Kevin hopped up as soon as I said. He just left.
I beat you to your husband.
Yes.
That's how cold I was.
Because I can't take you serious. Next time, text me. Hey, could you do me a favor and grab us jackets too? I'd have been like, that's legit.
That's legit.
But listening to you on the phone.
No, but here's the thing, though. You don't strike me as a texting driver. So I feel like if I text you, you go to God like, oh, dang, Kev, I ain't even see it like it.
No, I do be texting.
He see you like it. You got to tell. During this tour, I have had to be like, are you being patronizing or are you being serious? He's like, no, I'm being very serious with you. And I'm like, no, but no, for real, I cannot tell. I ain't done that, Josh. I've done it multiple times.
I don't know why you do that.
My phone, I can slow it. Did you not post it?
I did post it. Hold on. I was in the middle of talking and you were like answering the question.
This is going to cause an argument.
Listen,
she's going to do an ad. It's going to cost some money.
Yes. Listen, and money is what we are here for as soon as I find it. Hey, y'all. We are going to talk about Masterclass. Okay, so I've received some really practical pieces of life that I truly feel like Masterclass brought to me. One was, it was on interior design, and it was like your space should be a reflection of your aesthetic. And I love that in every single way, not just for my own house, but for my car and even how I dress, even though today would not be be a good example of that. Picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn, right? Now picture learning it from a person who literally is the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master negotiation with Chris Voss or think like a boss like Martha Stewart, I'm trying to remember the name of the instructor that I watched for interior design because I absolutely love, but you can reframe your thinking with Ava DuVernay, huh? Or use humor to make your mark with Kevin Hart. Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. I think it's absolutely wonderful, and it's actually very easy to absorb the lessons. Like,
was it Shea McGee?
Yeah,
or Shea? I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she owns McGee & Co. She has a Masterclass.
No, it was a guy.
Oh.
It was a guy. I'll remember his name, and I'll be like, hey, go check him out. That's who. But I use it, and I think you should, too. With over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every month, like critical leadership training with Joko Willick, or Small Habits That Make a Big Impact on Your Life with James Clear, or Gut Health. Come on, there's so many things. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
Masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
Yeah.
You see Kev's reaction. You said, with Kevin
Hart.
Kevin. It was like, oh, it was my turn. Sports.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Never mind. Okay, so we're doing dirty.
The dirty D.
Take your time, Liz. You ain't got to rush like
that.
Episodes 3 and 4. I just want you guys to know in season 2, they got money.
They got locations upon locations.
Yeah.
And we have characters galore.
Yeah.
Okay, we are all over
Some would argue too many characters now. It's
Mortal Kombat 11. They look, bring in DC and Marvel, Street Fighter, everybody.
Yeah.
At this point, I low key need like a
legend.
Yes, of all the characters,
a diagram.
Their name, their name and what they're doing, like
they need
what
to pop
their
up
connection
every time
is.
They come on screen.
No, legit, because like, I promise you,
Chiron.
Who is he again? I know we've seen him before, but what does he do? What is
and
his
also
thing?
When they all have sex with each other, it's confusing to the mind. And then, y'all don't need to be having sex with each other.
But Officer DEI got his sex in this. These
I knew that was coming.
Body rope, body rope.
That's
body
the one rope. I told y'all from the beginning. I said when everybody's gonna have a sex scene, the people you don't think I'm talking about. I am talking about them too.
Oh, you talking about old white men? Sorry,
you talking about the detective porn? She was talking about the light skinned dude.
I was talking about the new character,
the new undercover cop.
With tattoos on.
Yes.
You know who he looks like? The Married at First Sight dude.
Yes. Absolutely, 100% agree.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Odell.
No.
Omarion.
No shit, girl.
Osmond. Oscar.
Othello.
God dang, y'all just...
The man's name does not
Ortho. What's his name, y'all? Elijah. Elijah.
Yes.
No, yes.
Elijah Wan.
Because
he... Yeah.
Hey, I was close.
Elijah Wan.
Sound like your grandparents calling us.
O'Reilly.
Yes.
We took a long way to get to
Elijah Wan.
Y'all come in later.
He looked Jessup, but I knew who you... I said, I didn't even need the name. I said, yup.
Yeah, light skin with the tattoo. Yes.
That boy's tattoos went into his ears.
You know, the thing that be confusing me is because a lot of people.
No, he just cheated on her.
Of course.
And she like publicized because they was together after the show, after they wasn't together, but then they got back together and they was kind of off and on. Then he cheated on her. Correct. Then he cheated on her, I want to say, with the old girlfriend from before. And so she blasted him on social media. Somebody sent it to me.
I'm his wife. Let's not go into it.
I was about to say.
I don't even remember.
We're
going to
be all over the bush again.
Katrina!
Come on!
Wow.
See, you said all over the bush, and she got in that bush and said,
God dropped that in my spirit just like that. I'm grateful.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I was about to say, the characters are confusing because a lot of times they be showing up in places that they weren't.
Katina.
Katina.
Yes, we accept this as the correct name.
She said, Lord, drop that in my spirit.
Just the extra R, we're like, close enough.
The devil threw that one in.
Katrina.
The Lord dropped Katrina in Katina, Hurricane. The devil said.
The girl that was Hurricane all over the place.
No, that's Hurricane K.
Yeah, her name was Katrina, wasn't it?
It wasn't Katrina.
Know what the
it was just K,
for.
I think. Ooh, I don't know. Jesus. It don't matter.
Listen.
We all 40 over here now. Listen.
All of us.
42.
They be out of context of where they supposed to be. Yeah, that's what's confusing me. It would be like if all of a sudden.
Michaela.
Yes.
Look, let me tell you. No. Patreon need to know this.
No.
Look.
No.
That's a name?
No, I'm saying. No, Patreon don't need to know it.
No. Patreon need to know. Y'all are Google. Y'all are the Bible.
Yeah, I agree.
When we try to figure something out, we relying on y'all for the truth.
Yes.
Whatever y'all came in with, Michelle, that was her name, Michelle. That's what it was going
to
be.
Yeah. Y'all know y'all going to throw the right one in.
Oh, yeah.
We got to wait for YouTube to get to y'all.
Yes.
It's about 30 seconds from when we say
then we're like, what was there
it?
We go.
Benjamin Franklin.
Come on, ChatGPT. Y'all got to get it together. But yeah, no, I'd be confused because it'd be like if Josh was all of a sudden sitting in your seat and let us tell it. I'd be like,
No, it'd be like if Josh was at your house working on Marcus's car. Yes. It'd be like Josh with no camera.
Yes.
I loosened up the oil filter. You're like, you know, where's your camera? I don't even have cameras anymore.
It'd be like, well, I don't
also,
understand.
The oil's good now. And then he flew away on a jetpack. Like, wait, you don't.
We also put cocaine in the oil so you can drive it across state lines.
Yeah, it'd be that confusion.
Well, they tell you that dog on liquor cocaine is the nobody. Hey. They said we got the product. You got to move it through your thing now.
They're just moving. Yes. I just don't understand how y'all investigate a whole murder but not find the liquid cocaine.
Oh, and that's what I told y'all. Tiffany's murder is like, oh, yes, but Brick, get him on something. They're not really interested.
They got a dead cop.
I forgot about that.
That guy's out. Nobody cares about who kills him.
I completely forgot about him.
Because the show doesn't care no more.
They killed off him and the girlfriend.
And they don't tell you who killed that cop. They don't care that he's dead. Who killed Tiffany? She's gone. It was a contract.
The girlfriend that she died, and it was like brought up one time.
Yes, they're the best friends.
Anyway, move on.
And that was it.
What we starting with, Liz?
Okay, so episode three. Okay, so we start at the doctor's office, and Terrence agrees to get TJ the baby every weekend.
Oh my God, I died. You think I'm gonna raise this kid? You tricked me my whole life. I'm gonna still get TJ every weekend.
I'm gonna still get him every weekend.
But it's the baby mama still.
No, the mama.
Oh, the mama.
It's the mama.
Yes.
She said, I guess he didn't knock no fucking sense into your head. She was like, you have every right, Terrence, to get the DNA.
I want to apologize.
On your oldest. You call me directly.
And I will make the proper arrangements.
Because this stupid motherfucker. Sitting over here, yes. Should have knocked her upside the head.
And Detroit and Quinn
her.
Was so just, how you gonna
why
have an
so
attitude?
Stank with it. Like,
Detroit Quinn.
That's
the way she was so adamant or stood in her wrongness. Like, what did she say? It was on some, like, I'll do it again type of energy. Mm-hmm. So you know who the dad is? Yeah, I did. Oh. Definitely LeCharles now. Like, yeah. And I do it again because I was over there with that other.
Yeah, he didn't have.
No, but she said you act like you wouldn't walk around here sleep with everybody. He ain't had babies with all these
right. There's the difference.
Okay. And the baby's there just like.
I'd be feeling, I know it's active, but I'd be like, maybe that baby don't know the difference.
They like, look down, baby. He's like.
They be making me nervous. Uh-oh, hold on, it's tiring.
You gotta take that. Take that.
Oh, yeah, because y'all got that. Yeah. I also thought it was, because Marcus had pointed it out. He pointed it out the last episode. He said, all of these women got to come from strip clubs because even the nurses' scrubs are filled
said,
out too much.
Look how she's filling them scrubs out. Adam said, oh, you know this? I said, look at them scrubs. I was like, what you got to say now?
The Woodmill Mitchell.
Now, Mitchell has a joke about that. Like, why are you getting a BBL and you work as nurse? You knocking down all the equipment.
This,
that's what
they way.
This love connection that they made happened so quick. Hey, sorry that happened to you. But if you ever need me to help fill out that paperwork, I've actually had to deal with it a lot.
He had big bottom bite lip in it. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that. You know, here's my information, or you can put my information in your phone.
Let me get your phone number. She's like, here's all the resources you need.
Yes, you're right.
Hey, but, take it. So now you can go ahead and do the child support stuff, or maybe not, since that's not your baby.
Yeah.
Also, I love you now.
Yeah. And the whole time, Detroit Quinn is behind her, just waiting. Like, nobody. So she's like, I look forward to hearing from you. Then Detroit Quinn comes around the corner and is like, he ain't shit.
That cracked me up.
First of all, why are you still there? We now know you could go home.
You had two possibles that didn't land a book.
Go home.
But in this scenario, you're the one that's wrong.
He ain't shit.
No accountability. The way she first.
I was like, you are the problem.
The Bobby Bobbin, though. She'd just be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She stay ready. But yeah, Lachey, the introduction of Lachey has been cracking me up because she now has so much at stake. Oh, and yeah, this is Lachey. Like, this is only her second episode.
Listen, I told Melissa, first, I don't know the order, but the police.
Can't wait to talk about these people.
The police chief is like, for no reason. And now internal investigations is coming in to talk to us.
This is internal investigation.
About
to get fired.
And also, on top of that, the chief of police is mad that we didn't solve the case, and somebody else is a lying cop. I said,
everything.
The same people are not investigating both.
No.
So, like, these two characters, the black internal lady affair, and the black dude came in.
No.
That was the internal investigations people.
I love them.
Oh, can you even see her?
We got stuff in this file.
Yes.
And we gonna keep investigating until we find out who done did it. And then walk out
of the like,
and that was it.
Who did what?
Who did what?
So who are you?
There's
and the other guy was just like,
yes.
You heard our view.
They didn't give no details, no information. Just here's a file.
First of all,
and we know what you did.
Internal affairs don't let you know when they investigate.
That's what I said. the whole thing.
They send in the undercover to the police department.
Marcus. And the, let me tell you, I died laughing. Them doggone police shirts. That man had police.
Yeah, police, man.
We know y'all are police.
The girl was sitting at a card table with a hat that said police behind a computer and a shirt that said police. Was the receptionist at a card table.
This is the undercover unit.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody got police just duct taped and tattooed all
We're
over.
We're undercover, but also I want you to know we are police.
And then, police tattooed across his eyelid.
Then when the police is written also big.
Oh yeah, just
like they got it made in the middle of the mall.
It ain't no patch on the front, left or right.
No.
Massive across the chest, down the sleeve, on the back, pants, leg, shoelaces.
I never seen police on the side of a long sleeve shirt.
But why was he so mad that he was getting a partner? What the f?
I thought he was about to say, Captain,
it was so
the strange. Best partner I ever had died. I don't want another partner. Nah, he didn't even pull that.
No. And then
unnecessary, Captain.
The chief, the police dude was like, yeah, we found out she was sleeping with him. And the chief was like, see? This is genius. That's why you need a partner.
He said, two is better than one.
But he said it like it was groundbreaking information.
Yes.
She was having sex with somebody at the club.
Ha!
There you go.
And this is why you
and
need
you
a partner.
And you don't need a partner. You didn't know that, did you?
I bet you didn't.
That was not going to crack no case.
And then can we also talk about the timeline of this show?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Melissa, I'm be straight up. I am paying attention. The show make me feel like I'm not paying attention.
It's a multiverse.
It is a multiverse.
Only to some people, though.
They've been investigating the murder for over a year. That's why that's why the chief of police is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Brick has also only been in jail for 30 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kyra looks like she's pregnant for that long.
But
okay.
She's in her second trimester.
Correct.
Second trimester.
I got to get rid of this.
Hold up. Honey and old dude been dating for 9 years.
Yes. Because
boom.
Yes.
No. The new one, the club.
Not
the
honey. My name ain't honey.
Kyra.
No.
It is
no
honey.
Kyra? Who honey?
Who's honey dating?
The long titties.
That's not honey.
That's, well, long titties been dating no boy.
The owner of the club.
No. I'm lying. God, the undercover cop. The new undercover cop.
And Kyra.
Is it Kyra?
Yes.
Marcus, they had a montage. So
is that the montage?
The montage.
That's the montage I'm talking about.
Those two shots.
The two scene, 6 month montage.
Looking at two shirts. Two shirts over and over again, then going back to the red room where they're toasting. And she's like, there was that over and over again.
Hold on, they saying India. Was it India?
It's India is the girl you're thinking of.
India. That's what I think you're talking about.
She goes by Trouble now, though. Her stripper name is.
Oh, okay, no, not India. We talking about Kyra. My bad.
We didn't know who you were talking about.
Me either.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what?
Okay, let's go back. So, wait, the thing that made the timeline be off was.
It was one scene that was supposed to be just overnight.
Right. It's when Terrence got his new doctor girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, oh my God, we're together. Next scene, Kyra's, I got 30 days, but I'm ready to move out now.
Oh, yeah. Yaya said you got 30 days.
Yes.
You got to go.
And Kyra was like,
I need some place to stay.
She said, I need somewhere to lay my head at.
Yes. Then the girl comes down and she's like, I'm his girlfriend.
That is when I was like,
That was
almost at the same house, but she had somehow changed clothes.
Yes. It looked like it was the same night.
Yeah.
But now y'all are fully together as a couple.
Yes.
And she said, Dr. Girlfriend said, are you still in love? Because we've been together y'all been broke up for however. None of the time. I said,
yeah, do you still love her?
He just had sex with her 5 minutes
ago. Y'all
have
known each other 8 hours.
Literally.
That's too much.
Even the sex scene. 45 seconds. Oh, no. The sex scene happens right after that when he was like, she was like, I need to know that I'm the woman you want. I've never been more sure of anything in my life. Bathtub.
Womp. Yes. Womp. Yes.
He ate her coochie in the bath water.
That nigga is a committed because he's going to die.
That's a catfish. That boy is a catfish. You underwater eating coochie? Kev, I am very skilled. Ask her. Underwater. I need to breathe.
Marcus, let me tell you what. I love
you. You breathe
coochie.
Through the nose.
Listen, I love eating coochie.
Die.
You got to have that nose.
You got to have that nose.
I I listen. And also, if I die eating coochie, you tell somebody I got murdered. Because I don't, how your daddy died?
You tell my kids I was a hero. You tell everybody else he was in that coochie when he died.
Your dad
let them find out in the streets when they in their 30s. No, I know your daddy died eating coochie.
Your dad is a hero. You hear me? He tried to say, Houdini never tried to eat coochie underwater. That man
underwater.
Said,
underwater.
I said, hold up.
I said, I know his head is not. I said, they done made me mad with this.
But also, what I did notice is old girl said, y'all ain't getting all this for the amount of money y'all paying.
And they put the soap suds on.
The soap suds was covering her up.
But they kept using the same scene over and over. I said, he just did that. Oh, they're just going to use that same cut over and over again.
Over and over and over.
You know, the real hero, though, is Rocket Money. Absolutely. Melissa and Kevin, tell me a little bit about your Rocket Money personal experience.
We are Rocket Money, I'm talking about ideal candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm talking about, and I'm not even joking, I was embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I was embarrassed. Mm-hmm. When Melissa set it up to find out how many subscriptions we had, how many, maybe two times, Melissa and I both had our own subscription to a certain service that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocket Money was like, y'all don't got to pay twice for this. We saved considerable amount of money by Rocket Money being like, y'all don't even use this. The best part is I had a gym membership.
And they canceled it.
And they canceled it without even going inside.
Now, you know that's a miracle because them gyms would be like, nope, yeah. I don't care if you still fat and you plan on staying fat. We're not canceling. Well, listen, if you didn't know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if there's something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with the customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund on your last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate it to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and have helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $5 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't need. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to RocketMoney.com/bald. That's RocketMoney.com/bald. RocketMoney.com/bald.
Bald.
Lachey, Nurse Lachey and Terrence's relationship progressed faster than a lesbian couple. Because, you know, they'll move in real fast, get married. What you want?
The paper.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
They,
set up my joke of Nurse Lachey.
No, go ahead. You go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, great. Tyra go have an abortion.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Nurse Lachey got to pick up some hours. Totally different part of the clinic. Last time I was finding out who the babies are. Now I'm making sure there ain't no babies.
It's all the same.
Tyra's whole thing about the baby and pregnancy is just this.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm pregnant.
That's how you get
also,
it.
I just had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
My feelings are the same. She came over there. She said, Tyra said, the hell you doing here? I'm helping out and get some hours. Wait, is this Terrence's baby? The girl was like, you can't do this. She was like... She threw that abortion paper at her. And also, Melissa noticed that paper had nothing on it.
Yeah,
it was just
that's blind. What they let her know. There's no more baby in there.
But she was,
there's nothing
up.
In there.
Hip but she all was, upside down.
She was standing and talking to her and then getting wheeled out in the wheelchair.
Yeah. He came like... And then a white dude. Like,
we're not allowed to let you walk out. You got to get wheeled out.
Yes. And, got to.
And then got up on the pole real fast.
And then immediately got up on the pole.
First of all, her audition for the pole. Now, she's an actual, she was like, I mean, I'm going to do what I can. You know, I don't, because her friend was like, with all that ass, girl, first of all, bless her heart. The color complexion between the friend's hand and her face is
I
this.
I was like, she got jaundice.
I said the same thing.
Her face was yellow.
Yeah,
and her head was
yes,
her, 8x11 yes, white.
Yes.
It was this different. But anyways, Kyra was like, I mean, I can see what I can do. Can y'all throw on some music? And then proceeds to do like advanced level stripper moves on the pole.
Yes.
She does everything. But
the club, she was on her Zoom because we saw her face.
Yes, that's what
that
I'm saying.
Yeah, this, I don't know who India is. I do this for real.
Yes.
I don't need no stunt double. I'm Tom Cruise.
But why are they at the club? People stripping and ain't no music playing.
Marcus, because they didn't have the rights. It's also 3 p.m. Is that how strip club auditions work? Like, I want a job. Strip right now.
There was dude. You remember old girl? They was in there giving lap dances. And she was like, I mean, y'all can put some music on. It's business hours. Why ain't music playing?
And then old dude was like, damn, undercover cop. Who's that? You going to give me a lap dance? Okay. First of all the strippers are very upset.
They don't want to clock in. They don't want to be here.
Everybody mad.
All the strippers mad. Show everybody.
Come on.
And then he goes to touch her. Hands off. Those are the rules. He's like, I think I can afford to bend some rules since I'm the owner. Shit. I already did that shit before.
Doing that no more.
With the owner of the club. That's why I'm here. And you don't want to take a chance. I'm not like everybody else. Okay.
That's it. Just that quick.
Hold
just
up.
Just that quick.
You missing VIP.
That was a VIP.
No. Oh my God. Say you want to go to VIP.
You want to go to VIP?
No. Come on. Let's go to VIP.
VIP?
It's right there.
Y'all still right there. Y'all ain't in VIP.
We're out.
I'm in VIP right here.
VIP and all the other parts look exactly the same.
It's like the groom at the strip club. Like,
there's not even a pipe and drink. There's not a curtain. No. This is the part that's VIP. You pour.
Go around the corner.
You go back to this part of the couch where it's regular.
And then we skipped it. So, the attorney.
Oh, my God.
The Shy Seaman looking niggas, that's the attorneys. They're the my favorite.
To be common. That's a
No, you're talking about the police chief, Liz. The Morehouse dude.
Oh, who are we talking about?
Talking about the long beard, light-skinned dude who was like.
Oh, yeah. Omarion.
I found the bat. Yeah.
What you call him, Omar? What was his name that we just decided?
Elijah Warren.
No. That's the detective.
The detective.
Who are we talking about?
The attorney.
The attorney.
Oh, his slimy self.
Slimy clown.
Oh, yeah.
The Brick's lawyer who's working actively to keep him in jail.
And trying to sleep with Kyra.
No, he is.
Oh, no, Kyra.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Yaya.
Who's the main character?
Anybody.
Detroit is. What killed me is this, we were so, because this is how the episode kind of opens. He's like, she's like, I need you to keep him in jail. Well, you know, that's going to be real complicated. That's going to, you know, I got to do some illegal things. So that's going to need to be more than just a few dollars dropped off. So I'm thinking he's going to have to give him more money.
Angel, you haven't seen this show at all.
There was no music.
There wasn't even
nothing.
A transition. It just popped. What the hell just happened?
But there was no sex music. It was...
Just immediately. He's willing to risk his entire career.
Yeah.
Moving pencils and shit out the way.
He's getting disbarred. She threw that leg up on the desk. He was like, is this enough for Brick? Mm-hmm, this is. The next scene, her husband, hey.
Get off of me.
Like, I hate you. We don't, as the audience, don't know why she hates him. That's her.
That's her face all the time. Just remember who the boss is. I can get dick whenever I want to.
Angel, when she kicked Tyra out, our event planner's name is Tyra. We got this party going on, so I keep saying Tyra.
Yes.
When she kicked out Kyra, she said, you got 30 days. Why are you doing all this?
And make sure to leave my kids.
You're like, bro, man. 30 days.
Exactly. That's exactly what she's doing. She always be making a face.
Detroit.
Oh, time out. What? We have not talked about this. In the Dirty D, the most powerful thing you have.
Yes, the power of attorney.
The doggone power of attorney.
Power of attorney.
Yeah.
The power
of
attorney.
I got Brick's power of attorney. Well, I got Tiffany's power of attorney. Well, if we put our power of attorneys combined,
the super power attorney.
We got power of a judge.
Captain Planet attorney.
Because they're walking around with the paperwork. Kyra, you got to get out because this is Tiffany's power of attorney and Brick's. You was messing with Malik. You ain't got no power of attorney. You gotta get the hell out.
Everybody.
Power attorney's Trump.
Your power attorney only wants to be.
It is.
But why? Why?
That's what that is.
Why for come? They had Yaya change on a dime. You gonna be Malik. And you gonna come on to me and give me a proposition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Come on.
Hold on. What'd he say?
He wants to have ownership.
Oh, yeah. So we doing this, I'm gonna need half ownership. Yeah.
First of all, I have a husband that I can get dick from at any time. But why would I do that? You got power of attorney.
I got power of attorney over that pussy. Right here.
Okay. You know what I need to figure out? What? Why Tiffany could never get enough of you. Yeah. You say you'll soon find out.
You'll soon find out. Look, hold on. He get up, walk out. She's instantly biting her lip.
I said, wait. She just said. And the husband walks up. What was that? Why the f*** you in my business? I'm the boss around
Why
here.
Why are y'all
what?
Married?
He's the only character in this whole series that I feel bad for.
Nobody listened to him. He tried to tell Boom what to do. Boom was like.
Boom is losing it this whole entire episode.
This is Boom. Listen, honey, we need you to go give these business cards to the VIP. Tell him to go to the strip club because he's watching me like a hawk. You down with that? I'm always down for some money. You say that, you'd be hurt.
I'm so down for money.
All right, cool. Sex now.
How much time you got? Enough.
Man.
Hey, we too old at our big ass.
Was that honey?
That was first of all, everybody got tearaway crotches on their pants.
Marcus.
Everybody.
Because ain't nobody getting undressed.
No, and none of the men can wear
sexy
underwear.
This is how the sexy starts. You know what time it is. Yes, I do.
All of a sudden.
There you go.
There you go, Ken. You got to roll. Everybody roll, Ken. Everybody use the core.
Everybody's rolling. The thing is, if you listen, there's a whole argument that sex scenes are unnecessary in any film medium. You can always imply it or do the post. Mm-hmm. What I would argue, even if you have a sex scene, some makes sense in the film.
Yeah.
Usually, the audience member should be like, okay, that makes sense. This show is like,
what?
Y'all two in a scene? Y'all ain't had sex all series.
Oh my God.
They realize it during the filming. Hold up.
Officer DEI said, I would like some chocolate.
Oh,
she said, what kind of chocolate? Hey. No, he said, I'm in the mood for some chocolate.
First of all, he pushed a plate full of food away. This is the best meal I've had in years.
Completely full. He didn't eat a morsel.
The camera comes out and he's like, this is the best food I've ever had. And her mom was like, her daughter came down, she said, this is perfect.
I know. That's exactly what I said. I said she keeps touching it and then rocking back.
She was two stepping off. She said
she was.
She ain't doing nothing but mushing
girl,
some
get on out of here.
Mushing some corn around.
Girl, you got canned corn. Get out of here. Ooh. Hold up. How come a nurse stripper? He show up to get some paper signed. She got. Areolas is all the way out. She done cooked a full meal.
Yeah, when it was like the last conversation we saw them have was, I will help you with the paperwork. Then it's he comes over to her house and her shirt cuts right above the areola.
Barely.
And she was pouring that Welch's sparkling.
That sparkling cider.
I said, I know that bottle. Why did they use a wine bottle? Because you heard it. First of all, you heard this.
You see, yeah, you heard this. Off, and an aluminum foil
you
on
heard
the top.
That. I said, we couldn't.
They could have got a wine bottle and poured grape juice in it or something.
Oh, my God.
Everybody in these two episodes, I need a good woman to cook and clean for me because I ain't had a good meal. Every man should have a good meal 3 times a week at least. But, you know, most men don't deserve that anymore. But I'll cook for you. The first time I met you also, I've cooked a full personal meal for you at my personal home.
And then proceeded to have sex.
But why the world so small?
Because everything is interconnected.
Everything.
Also, Detroit, if your police officer is really this corrupt, throw the whole city away.
Right.
The silent partner in the club is not silent.
No, he ain't silent at all.
I'm a silent partner. You know I'm never here.
Hey, y'all know I be silent partners.
I'm here.
Silent partner over in this bitch.
I'm here all the time now, and also I'm completely a police officer.
Right.
He said, the internal investigation cop thing said, he said, I forgot my notebook.
Yeah.
He walked over. He said, the door is always ajar.
Yeah.
And the best information is being that he said.
But he didn't even say,
then he said, actually, I had my notebook.
Yeah. He was like, man, how'd I do that?
I just told you the internal investigation is after you, Ted.
I will say, though, when he was the cliffhanger on episode 3, when they were like, meet your new partner, another undercover cop, and he came through the door, I said, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it coming.
I said, Dirty D, you got me.
I think that did get us the first time.
Yeah. No, it got me. I was like, That's when I was like, "This shit, we were gonna talk about. It's getting good right now. I can't even clown him right now.
You be living good.
It didn't get me this time because I saw it the first time, but the music was like, because
I was like, "Who could it be? I was like, "Did the officer come back from the dead? Yeah. That's what I thought.
Now, and same thing, episode 4 at the ending.
Yes,
man, I'm mad. Oh, tell me about it. Listen, guys, Carev is a health and wellness company that ships high-quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your doorstep every month. Care Of is a curated set of products that are designed to work with your research-backed ingredients and optimal doses. It's not too late to jumpstart your New Year's health routine. And Care Of wants to celebrate you with personalized experience that helps you feel like your youest. Push against sameness and celebrate what makes you and what makes each of us unique. All you have to do is start to take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and health goals, and Care Of will give you a doctor-backed recommendation. It's that easy. Care Of app helps you track how you are feeling and play back insights about your results over time so you can adjust your routine as needs change. Care Of makes taking a vitamin on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for a busy routine. Just throw a few in your purse, gym bag, or lunch, and you're set. Care Of daily vitamin packs made with plant-based compostable film to help limit the impact on the environment without compromising on its quality and safety of their products. Let me tell you right now, Care Of, what I love about it is how personalized it is. We are all different. We all have different health goals. We all have different health issues. So the things that we need in our body are different. The fact that Care Of is like, hey, we want it to be personalized to you. It's something that you're not going to get in a lot of places. This is why I love it. New at Care Of, some of their best selling vitamins are now available in bottles if you're not ready to subscribe to monthly packs. Okay. We thank Care Of for sponsoring, and we want to tell you one quick thing. For 50% off your first month subscription with Care Of, go to takecareof.com and enter code TBTB50.
TBTB50.
For 50% off your first month subscription with Care Of, go to takecareof.com and enter code TBTB50.
TBTB50.
I read every bullet point and only had to read two.
They'll be grateful.
They got all of their stuff in there.
The other thing that was funny is, I don't remember who the people are that are invested. Internal affairs of the mother people said they've spent millions.
That's what they said.
Yes. Millions on
trying to take down Brick.
It's been two people.
I told this. I said, what? They spent millions.
No,
said,
one and a half.
Also, now it's there's one eight and people on the case. All the police ain't had nothing. These have not done nothing on this case. It's they've the one that they got killed and Locks and the white dude.
They've been working on getting the police put on
they've
their
ironing that on their sleeve at the house.
They've been buying it off Amazon and ironing.
The prosecuting attorney and then the who was the other black man in there? It was the prosecuting attorney was the black dude with glasses, and then there was the older black man.
I think
man.
That was the chief of police.
Chief of police. What the f*** are you guys doing?
Oh, yes.
I was like, is this how they be talking? And then the prosecuting attorney. We wanted to have this shit closed by now, but you all are f***ing up. We don't have enough stuff to pin it on them. You've got 30 days.
It's always 30 days.
It's always 30 days.
Kyrie got to get out in 30 days. The case got to be solved in 30 days. Brick been in jail for 30 days. Nothing can happen in 45 days.
No.
The 6-year-old little boy is 30 days old.
She was pregnant for 30 days in real life, but it's been two trimesters if you let her tell it.
Oh, and he threw down that folder.
Yeah.
And walked out. I said,
Zoom in on the folder.
Act.
Listen, when they were in court, I cried.
Y'all tell me about this where I fell asleep.
Marcus, the judge was OD. He said, Brick's charges are money laundering, drug trafficking, and murder. Brick said,
Murder who?
He said, you didn't know about these charges? He was like, my attorney didn't tell me nothing. Order in the court.
Order in the goddamn court.
That's the joke.
Anybody? So he said we need a continuance or continuation. Nah, no continuation. If anybody else says anything, I'm throwing everybody in jail for contempt.
Yeah, I'm throwing everybody in jail. Not holding
people are
in contempt.
Using their regular.
I'm throwing everybody in jail.
People are using regular voices. Why? You're the only one yelling.
He was yelling.
Then the other attorney was like, "Look, I feel like we need to proceed." Because, look, we've been going all this. He's a risk. You know, he's a flight risk. Yeah. He can do this, do that. Judge was like, I agree. Let's proceed. Then 3 seconds later, no, hold up. The judge made his decision. The lawyer said, I object. How are you going to object the judge?
And the decision was made.
The decision was made.
You eject the other lawyers. And also, Brick has a new lawyer. He's like, who are you? She's like, I'm just your lawyer. You'll find out later. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then didn't know nothing. No. She was like, I don't know. I ain't know nothing about this.
I just got here 5 minutes ago.
You said charged. My last lawyer was a sleazeball. Order! Shut up! Everybody order!
The judge said, oh, he got all these charges. Don't nobody know about them.
You can't charge somebody for murder and him not know.
Who?
Brooke was like, hold up, what the murder, nigga?
Mind you, the police chief just said the murder, Brick had nothing to do with the murder.
And his still, lawyer said that.
Yes.
He paid him in pussy, but she was like, listen, and the coochie was great. There's no fingerprints.
There's nothing to connect.
He told his lawyer, he said, listen, man, I know the fingerprints not being there wasn't enough. So you got to get me out of jail. He was like,
he said, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. You don't get me up out of here.
You did. Well, you don't get me up out of here.
Next thing you know, I'm off the case. I got my little coochie on the side. I'm out of here.
He's like, they're going to get somebody else.
Last thing, do you guys watch
this
show?
Wait, no, then the black lady came in.
Okay, good. Yeah, I want to get to the closed caption.
So she came with in. The Kim Burrell glasses.
Oh, them glasses was big.
Oh, my
God. She looked like a crime-fighting insect.
What'd she do?
She like a mob boss. Well, she had the fur
next
on.
Episode, she didn't do nothing. She just sitting back.
She just literally walked in and sat down.
But that's when it got good, so that's why I started watching episode 5.
And then just ended.
Y'all was like, who the F is this? Yeah. And we were like, who is she?
Actually, who is she for real?
Girl, yes, I watched them closed captions be all over the place. First of all, they use the ER at the
end. ER at the end of every
I said, ER.
I said, why y'all keep spelling it out?
Who's in charge of the closed captions?
Stop spelling it out like that. It looks dirty like that. You got to go in star, GGA.
They put out the whole thing, and then they be making up stuff.
Yes. They don't know India. Is it India? Who's best friend?
Yes, India.
Okay, yeah. They don't know India's name. They just call her purple hair.
The girl with the purple
the
hair.
The girl with the purple hair.
Y'all, the thing that's funny about this.
Closed caption is somebody's white aunt.
Marcus, the people who make the show supposed to do the closed caption.
Nah.
It's like somebody else
they
did
are
it. It's like,
to submit it.
No, yes. Your TV is trying to figure it out.
The girl with the purple hair.
Not just that, when Malik was sitting in the attorney's office and he was saw Yaya walk out. The caption said, I've never seen her smile before. he said something like,
I know that smile anywhere or something like that.
It was nothing about
nothing
a smile.
Nothing about a smile.
Right. Why are you doing coming out of like,
what the hell is she doing here? I know this smile anywhere.
Yes, I was like.
What is funny is I noticed that something like that happened too, and I thought it was me. I said, I must have read that wrong.
Also, wouldn't that be a conflict of interest for your lawyer?
Yes.
Your lawyer to be the lawyer that yes. Brick is on trial for attempted murder of your sister, and that's also your lawyer.
No, he wasn't on trial for that. He was on trial for attempted murder of the police officer.
Oh, not Tiffany?
No, because Tiffany. He was already arrested when Tiffany
you
was
sure
dead.
Right.
In
it's
real
the cop.
Life and on Tubi.
Yeah.
It's is that the, your
they don't care about the murder of black women.
He don't know.
50 no, minutes sorry, is enough, we, man.
I agree.
Put Usher singing for
last
the
last thing. Yeah, that's fine. Last thing I want to say is
what's the last thing? Last thing.
The sound.
The oh my God! They not
the
enough people
D.
had enough mics in that no, 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 their
they
room.
They hired way too many characters this season. They did not have enough mics to go around.
Say any line, and I'm supposed to be talking to you.
Kev, how are you today?
But the person is standing right there.
It's real echoing.
It sounds like they was Hollow recording
and
it
echo.
In a bathroom across the street,
they had,
way down on the river.
They had one mic that was cheap.
It's like a lob light. Now, if you're not standing next to me, I'm going to hold it out to you.
During that prosecuting attorney in a chief of police, I don't know why they let Olajuwon have a line because Olajuwon wasn't mic. No. You got, what the f*** are y'all doing in here? Yeah, we're trying to do this case.
Yes!
I was like, no!
Huh?
No!
And that looks weird when you both on camera, the same distance away from the camera.
And one of y'all sounds like you are in Antarctica.
They're so far.
Underwater.
Also, the courtroom had no lighting. Everything was shadowed. Everything was shadowed.
Oh, I can't wait to see the scene.
Oh, it's great.
The judge is worth his weight in gold.
Yeah,
he came in pissed off at everything.
One more outburst! I'll throw all of you. I was like, you're the one with the outburst.
Nobody is outbursting.
He was mad.
I'm like,
do you strip in Detroit?
Do you look at last thing? Do you look at the names of the new characters in the credits?
Not in the credit. We look at them at the beginning. In the opening sequence, yes.
In the opening sequence. Yes. It's literally like, you know, Kara the doll.
Yes. Yes.
It's literally stage name.
Yes.
I said, oh, you guys are like literally strippers.
There's no other way it could be. They can't all be shaped that way and have that many tattoos. There's no way.
I told you. That's what I try to tell you.
And why is the one with the glasses in the club, the owner, the other owner, the not so silent partner?
Ice.
So mad at the bartender girl. He's like, stop calling me babe.
What I tell
get
you
it together.
Because it was so random.
She was like, sorry.
They don't discuss or let it, like, these relationships and the ins and outs. This is like, no, just hate her.
We don't. That's what I'm saying about Yaya and her husband. Why do y'all hate each other?
I feel so bad for him. I want him to file for a divorce.
She hates that man. She got the coochie up to the lawyer in a second.
And why give him nothing?
Why is Kyra such a pick me though? Like, she just gets hopped around from man to man trying to get somebody to take care of her.
I'm not smashing the boss of another club. Yes, I am.
She's like, actually.
I need a massage first.
Actually, this
will
work.
She needs someone to lay her head.
She did.
Rick gave her $10,000 and she was like, I still need to move at this moment right now.
Immediately now.
Even though I got 30 days.
She's like, I can't be dependent on no man to keep me safe. And then she was like, strip club, though.
I could do that.
That's where I'll go.
And then once
but
her
new
she was,
boyfriend said, you have a degree. You are smart.
And we were like,
she graduated.
She was in the college.
Yeah,
we saw three classes and she put her stuff in her backpack at that college that was in the house upstairs. Clearly, she graduated.
She was in
the nook. Time has elapsed.
That's
okay?
What the problem is. That's
really
why you
don't know.
You need, this is why.
She was in the nook of the kitchen in class.
This is why them doggone movies, they have the sun going down and coming up. They just like nighttime drone shot, nighttime drone
but
shot.
But that's the other problem, actually, shot. Though. They'll do two back-to-back night scenes. Yes. So in your mind,
you're in the
same night. Yes. But for them, it's 3 weeks later.
And they have different clothes on. And she graduated and had
a baby. Dogs. You know how dogs don't
know. Dogs don't know. Monty,
they don't know the
every time we see him, we are just returning from World War II.
Yeah.
You've been gone for 3 years. We thought we would never see you.
You went to the bathroom and came back.
Oh, man.
Welcome back from the war.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy you're back. It's been so long. I miss you.
I don't know how long I've been here, but it feels like ages.
Yeah.
3 minutes, you say. Wow.
Wow. That's forever. That is exactly how they're doing with this one. Because I said she recovered from that termination real fast.
She got to do what she got to do.
I said, how is your vessel not hurting?
Let me shake that butt for my rent. You'll pay it. I ain't shaking the butt no more.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for watching.
Kyra,
we'll be back. We'll be back next week reviewing. How many episodes this season?
There's three more.
Seven. Yep.
Oh, because of the new one. Yep. Y'all just want to knock out the last three?
No. I want to save episode 7 all
the
for
surprise episode. Yeah.
I don't know what's in it.
I know. That's why I feel like it'd be more fresh.
It'll be a surprise.
Because we wouldn't have seen it at all.
Okay, then we'll
also, I think it's hilarious that after me and Melissa watched this last year.
Some of this stuff is
they
new.
They just threw one more episode in.
They said, hey, we need a little
not
something.
Another
they
needed season
to bridge the gap between season 3.
I was like, episode 7? They were like, man, that's all we got. We'll give it to you.
Contractual obligations. Here's your 7.
Hilarious. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.